See the view. Good, exactly. So the recording has started. So just so you know, no one has their screen on at the moment, and you don't have to as well. So if you anytime during this presentation want to turn it on, you can do that. But again, remember that we are recording this session. So you do as you want, of course. Good. And if you wouldn't mind, Emilia, as well, just letting me share the screen as well.
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Now it should be okay.
Great. Yes, it is. So if you look at your screen now then, so if you wouldn't mind, please start scanning that QR code in front of you, or you can go to menti.com and put it in this code here as well. If you look at my screen now, I can also click on this code here. So I'll click that, which means that I copied this code right now, and I can very easily just put that in the live chat here as well. So if you want to use your computer as well, you can. This is going to be an interactive session, so I'm going to need some feedback from you as well alongside this webinar. But again, if you want to use your phone, you can follow it on the screen and answer on the phone at the same time, or you can use your computer, but then you're going to open up another screen. We have a Teams integration and a Zoom integration, which means that you can use Mentimeter inside of Teams as well, so you don't have to change screens. But for now, we're going to work like this. And what you see in front of you, so once you are inside, I see that five people already have gotten this, six people. Thank you so much. You can scan the QR code. Once you come in, we're going to use the first little icebreaker here, as you see in front of you. That means that you can pin on the image and then submit your answer. And this little first icebreaker, as we call it, according to science, it's always great to start with a little icebreaker as well, to both set the expectations right from the very beginning, but also to warm up our brains a little. So that's what we're doing currently. And I can see we have a quite widespread there. Some people like black coffee with no milk at all, as I can see it. Some people like a lot of milk with a touch of coffee, which is also nice to see. That's good. And what I'm also going to do then is that I'm going to try to promote as well during this process here. What I would love to do as well, according to these instructions here as well, is that you can see that you have some interactions there as well. You have a heart and you have a thumbs up. Whenever I say something that you might like or something that you agree upon, it's always nice to get a little thumbs up or a heart as well. That is something you as a lecturer can do in your classes as well to try to, how do you say, encourage your students to be more active as well, if they agree or not. So sometimes, for example, if you say something, you can say, okay, so how many actually agree with me on this statement? Give me a thumbs up for you guys who agree. And then that is an easy way, exactly like you did, seven thumbs up. Thank you for that. That is an easy way to interact with the audience and get a little thumbs up and make sure that they are paying attention. So I'm reminding everybody we are recording this session, so you will get this presentation and this recording after as well. So if I'm going through things a little quickly now, because we only have 55 minutes left, then you can always go back to recording and look at it in your own time after, alongside having this presentation with you as well. What you can also do is that you can comment during this whole process, which means that you can send quick 5-second comments as well. So you see these comments in 5 seconds and then they will disappear. So for example, as in this example, what I'm doing currently, if I open the send a comment button, as you see on your phone or your computer, I can send my own text, or I can send one of these pre-populated texts. Say for example, amazing, like that. I can send that, or I can send something else that is fitting. Exactly. So one thing you can do is I can always open up the Q&A button like this, as you see on the left side, with which I'm pressing the keyboard letter I. So if you want to, if you for some reason lose the connection with your phone to this, you can always write QR code there on the right side, and I will open this up as well. Important to know as well, it's super easy to just also turn off the comments as well during class. Again, this is anonymous comments coming in, so everybody understands. I understand you're a lecturer as well. It might not be sometimes so nice things coming up there in the comments as well. So with one click of the button on your keyboard, the keyboard letter E, you see I can close these comments off as well if you don't want them. You can do it in the backside as well very easily in this presentation, but if you for some reason feel that you don't want those comments on, you can turn them off or turn them on a specific time period, like for okay, this particular discussion, let's turn them on, or then you can turn them off. One more thing I want to show you before we get started is the Q&A. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see all the questions coming in Teams, unfortunately, because I'm alone today in this meeting, unfortunately. But what you can do and what we are going to try out is that you can use our own Q&A functionality. So on your phone or your computer, you can see that it's a button called Open Q&A. We have thousands of universities using Mentimeter today, and this is one of the actually most popular functions being used by many open universities out there. So I'm going to write test here in my question, just to give you an example. And as you can see down to the far right there, you can see a little notification, a one popping up here, down here. This means that if I press the keyboard letter Q, or I can press this little button here, this means that this window will pop up in front of you. This is an anonymous question coming in from the audience, where I can address this question, speak about it. You'll be able to see which slide this question is related to as well, if you're asking a question on a specific slide. And you in the audience can also press the thumbs up there. And as you see, we have three thumbs up at the moment. This means that if the class is sending one question each, you'll most likely have a lot of questions to answer. We want you to be able to address and focus on the questions that truly matters the most. This means that you and the audience here can help me to choose the most important questions. The more upvotes, in other words, the more thumbs a question has, the more prioritized that question will be. So that is also important to know and, yeah, just remember as well that you can use this Q&A functionality. Same thing, you can turn this off if you want to. You can choose so everybody can see it, or you can also choose so all the questions coming in is only visualized by you. So you can only see the questions. Again, the upvoting won't be too much value then, but at least you can choose either or everybody sees it or only you. So it depends on what you prefer. Then after, if I want to address this, I press enter, and then I've answered this question, and next one will pop up. And then, can we have this session in Swedish? Yeah, you can, actually. I can speak Swedish if you want to, if everybody speaks Swedish.
I'm actually going to ask English you, Emilia,
if you want to. I'm going to ask you there, actually, to decide.
Yeah, I think English is good.
English is good. Okay. Well, if you want a Swedish session later, I can definitely do that. If you feel uncomfortable with English, I do speak Swedish and we can have a Swedish session as well. So ask Emilia after this if you want to set that up, and then I can definitely do that for you if you want to. But unfortunately today, let's do it on English just in case. But otherwise, let me know. We can do it on Swedish, of course. Good. And then I have addressed that and I have no longer any more questions to answer. All right, good. So moving forward then, my name is Fredrik Boström. I work in at Mentimeter here as a product specialist. So my whole focus is on the user experience and making sure that you as a user get most value out from your usage. You can get help with trainings like these on site or remote, depending on, yeah, in this case, we're obviously cross border. So that's why we're doing this remote in this case as well. And then, of course, as well, in terms of building a Mentimeter for workshops as well. So if you have any big or large projects coming up in this case, what you can do then is you can just jump on a call with me for 10, 15 minutes. And I promise you, I will help you out of creating that presentation with you and for you. So I'm a resource for you to use. So please use it as you see fit. And if you need any help, reach out. Just write to me on LinkedIn. You can very easily click this little link after and add me, or you can write me an email in this case. I have about 10 universities today that I'm helping. So I've jumped on a lot of calls with teachers that want to prepare a presentation before a large lecture. So again, it's nothing weird or at all. So please feel free to do so. Good. All right. Moving forward. So common challenges. Again, as I said, we have thousands of universities using Mentimeter today, or users at least several hundred universities, but well over a lot of thousand users working at universities, to be very clear. And what we can obviously do, we collect a lot of feedback from these lecturers, teachers, etc., using Mentimeter in classes at universities. And common challenges that you see today, which I think you can relate to as well are obviously, again, amongst others, student engagement. So to be able to maintain that interest and participation throughout the whole class and the whole course also. But then also technology integration to make sure that you are always being updated with the latest technology and also that you use technology efficiently in your classes as well. Then also focusing on a lot of inclusivity and diversity so that you are also able to create this more fun and learnful experience and environment inside of that classroom. Today, there's a lot of technology to be able to provide and help you to do this. And then, of course, also adapting to online teaching. So again, we all learned that Corona came with its challenges, of course. But again, today, to be able to work in a more diverse environment in terms of hybrid or maybe online 100% or physically, but again, using a lot of technology to your help. That can sometimes be a lot of challenges to focus on at the same time. And then focus more then on what Mentimeter actually is. So I heard a good quote from a teacher using Mentimeter frequently in his classrooms. And I asked him, what is Mentimeter to you? And he gave me this quote here, which I kind of like. So actually I keep on using it with his permission, of course. But I asked him and he said, Mentimeter for me is the possibility to create in unique and dynamic presentations that will impress and engage my audience. And that is technically what Mentimeter is. It is an audience engagement platform. So it's all about collecting input and feedback live from your lecturer or your students or your audience in general to be able to provide this important feedback and input live, put it in and visualize these responses and data in real time in front of you and the audience themselves. So they are actively contributing to whatever you are about to present or lecture on. Mentimeter is anonymous 100%, which means that we want everybody's voice to get heard. Everybody's voice matters and everybody's voice needs to be heard. You have most likely heard that the person that screams the loudest are usually the person that is getting heard. But as we know, and yeah, you can imagine yourself as well, many times the person that is the most quiet person sometimes has the best ideas as well. So we are trying to build them and give them a possibility to actually get their voice heard as well. And of course, Mentimeter in that case are a very reliable source to help you as an educator to make classes more fun, interactive, and equalize the student participation. But also to leverage students' insights to maximize a proactive teaching approach. So in other words, when you're getting these insights and feedback in, that you can adapt towards it and be more proactive towards what really matters and what the class actually thinks. So they are actively contributing to making sure that your class and your lecture are being a success. And then, of course, facilitate active learning and optimize learning retention among students. So again, that we are not only showing them something, we are interacting with them live throughout the whole class, which means that they are ever activating other parts of the brain, which is hugely important when you're about to learn new things. And for the focus of today's session is going to be my goals is to create confidence of using Menti, to minimize friction when you're creating your presentations, so how you can work efficiently creating your own lecture presentations, and then inspire to creativity. There's a loads of possibilities in Mentimeter, in our slide types, functionality, etc., to be able to inspire some creativity and use those. And how I will do that is I'm going to give you some solid examples, how other teachers are using Mentimeter, how you yourself can use some of these slide types. And then, of course, we're going to jump into the tool itself, and I will show you how you can start build your own presentations. And, of course, in the end, how you also can analyze these answers coming in and share those results. Because the important thing is that once you have gotten good results in, you, of course, want to share those and analyze those to make sure that you can optimize the end result or the next session that you have. Good. And as a first question to you, then, according to scientific studies, how long does our concentration span last for, would you say? I see that I have made a misspelling there as well on out. I'm sorry for that. Good. Two people thinks 1 to 10 minutes. We have two people thinking 21 to 40. Two people 11 to 20. 4, 1 to 10. Exactly. Wow. The answers are really coming in here. Thank you so much for participating. That's great. Good. It's nice. Exactly. And 1 for 41 to 60 minutes as well. Yes. Good. Yes. Okay. So I can see that everybody has voted. Almost everybody has voted. So I see that we also have some new people come in just very recently as well. What you can do is if you scan this QR code with your phone or you go to menti.com and put in the code, you can join this active presentation as your colleagues have already done. You also find a link otherwise in the Teams chat. You press that and then you can join this as well together. Using the phone will actively help you to look at the screen while you're also answering. So good. All right, nice. Let's see. We have 16 replies in. I'm satisfied with that because I'm the 17th, I think. So good. Then I press enter, and then we can see the right correct answer here. And that is 11 to 20 minutes. And if we just take a minute to consider that as well, this is how long the concentration span can last for until something needs to happen. Many times a break comes or something happens, or most of the times actually. Yeah, a lecturer or maybe sometimes myself as well continue speaking or continue as we did before. But this is so important to know that 11 to 20 minutes and then something needs to happen to be able to keep that momentum and concentration up. Good. And as a second question then, this is what we call now an open-ended slide type in Mentimeter. This is where I can collect free text answers from you here in the audience. And then I want to ask you, what is the important factors to keep engagement high in classes? So now you have a chance to write in your own words to me what you think are the most important factors to keep engagement in classes high. No wrong answers, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I wish that were the case, that always happens. Exactly. Conversations, group discussions, interaction, be enthusiastic. Yeah, for sure. Increases learning. Dialogue. Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Trust. Avoid monotonicity. Yeah. Add interaction. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Trust again. Clear agenda. Yeah, I agree as well. People need to know why we're here and what we're about to do. For sure. I agree. Engaging the audience. So substance that is interesting. Exactly. Gymnastics. Yeah. I agree. From one sporty guy to, yeah, in this case, maybe another. Yeah, I agree. When you do something physical, it's easy and it's fun. I agree. That was a good one. Show interest in participation. Yes. Switch between discussions, listening, activate. Yeah. Vivid presentation style, that is important as well. Don't be monotonic, do different things. Exactly. Mixing theory, yes, practice, different options. Great. Wow, you are really nailing this for me. Thank you. 18 responses. I'm truly happy to see this. What I can then do is obviously 19 as well. See one more came in using Menti. Exactly. That's one of my point. Thank you for really pushing on that fact as well. This is one I wanted to show you here. We have 19 responses in. And of course, if you're a big class as well, you might get a lot of responses in. What I can do here very quickly and easy is that I can press the space bar button if I want to group these into more clear categories. So instead of you going through all of these that I did, some of them are good that you're going through for sure. So you really focus on giving the words back to the audience about what they themselves are writing. That is important. But then I can press space and group these into more clear categories to visualize the overall categories that we are speaking about. For example, engaging content, interactive teaching, varied activities, and an enthusiastic delivery. These are four categories that I know are truly important to keep that engagement high in classes. If I want to, I can very easily press in to this category and see those insights coming in from you in the audience. I can also, if I want to, change here. I could change the category, or I can add a new group if I want to move it to that group. The second thing I can do though is say that I wanted now the help from you in the audience here to choose the top three most important factors to keep engagement high in classes. Did AI create these categories? Yes, thank you. I should have mentioned that. This is one of our AI functionalities. Yes. So with the help of AI, which your administrator has enabled, that means that the AI can help you structure these categories by analyzing a lot of these into one single categories. So thank you for reminding me to say that as well. That was good. What I can also do then to get the help from you is if I press enter, if you look at your phones right now, you have the possibility to choose two votes each, and then you can choose the top insights that you think are most important for keeping engagement high in classes. And once you have done that, you can press submit as well. And what I want to show you right now is that this is a very easy and democratic way of collecting insights and feedback from your audience about what the most important things are that you as a lecturer can bring with you to, say, the next class or information, or what information would you like me to send to you regarding the subject? And then you know the top three most important things that they need to be able to be successful in, say, this course or today's session or this whole course throughout the semester. I see that we have one question as well coming in. I'm going to address that in a couple of minutes. So I'll definitely get back to you who have asked a question. 13 people have voted. Absolutely. So what I will do is I'm not going to wait until everybody has done this because the sake of time. So what I will do is I'm going to be satisfied with 14. So thank you. And then I'm going to press enter. This means now in front of you, without any paperwork or anything like that, it took me 30 seconds to do this. I can now see what the class thinks are the top three most important things that matters to keep engagement in classes high. Interaction, dialogue, and yeah, in this case, maybe no wrong answers. Yeah, that will most likely happen still, but anyway. But in this case, this is very easy for me as a lecturer then to know what the class thinks are important things to focus more on or to bring with them or send information about. So easy for you. And you'll have this in analytics and results afterwards as well. So you easily can go back and see what the things were. So you never have to take your own notes or anything like that. Everything is kept in Mentimeter, easy for you to access. Good. All right. If we're going backwards one step to these insights one more time, one thing as well that's really good to know, if you want to summarize and make this super clear for you, yourself, and the class, you can also go down to this little left button here called the insights button. If you press that, you press summary, AI will help you to summarize all these insights into clear summarized bullet points. So key factors to maintain high engagement in classes, group discussions and conversations, being enthusiastic and show interest, mixed theory with practical examples, clear agenda and interesting substance, trust and engaging in the audience, avoid monotony, and interaction, add interaction and switch between activities and listening. Again, the gymnastics part there, I think. So again, this is a summary of all the good things that you said to me that you can bring with you to the next session or summarize for the audience. Good. Let me know if there's any questions there. Does this work only in English? No, it works on Finnish as well, I would say, or Swedish, or I would say most languages. I haven't heard on any language it doesn't work yet, because again, AI summarizes this and is basing this on your own language. So I think it will work fine, to be honest. So yes, good question. All right, moving forward. Let's see, I'll take a question first. How did you pop up the QR code to be shown? Yes, I'm actually going to show this a little bit later for you, but I can show you right away. You'll get an image of this afterwards. But if I press the keyboard letter K on my keyboard, you will be able to see all our keyboard shortcuts in front of you. Again, you'll get image of this afterwards, and now you have it on the recording as well. But this means, for example, the letter I, showing the QR code here. These keyboard shortcuts are super effective and easy to use, and they will efficientize your process alongside your whole presentation as well. So press there, and then press I, so the QR code can pop up all the time when I want to. Good. Answered, and then Q, and then that's done. Okay, so sorry, how do you use Mentimeter to empower your lecturers then? So we have a solid example from Dr. Terry Brown. He's a senior lecturer at the School of Mechanical and Mechatronic Engineering. He's working at the University of Technology in Sydney. He is a frequent user of Mentimeter, and he uses that in his classes on a weekly basis. And this is just one of many examples that he's using Menti for. So for example, select the most correct option. So he has a question up here. In regards to physics and friction, I would say, most likely. I'm not a teacher in this myself, so I wouldn't take too big of a guess, but I would assume so. And then the second image is an interactive part. He's using a multiple choice slide type where he has answered A, B, C, and D. And then he lets his class be interactive and actually choose the correct answer. And then he can discuss that, he can see what the class thinks, and he can also do some knowledge checking on a regular basis. And again, this is just to make sure that he wants to check with his students, observe their, for example, thoughts and challenges and misconceptions to be able to provide a better dialogue with his students in class. You can press this link afterwards if you want to read the whole article and more examples. You'll get this presentation afterwards again. But to look at some other examples then, how you can do this. I mean, again, in his own words, he says that this provides an opportunity for discussion about the topic and concept and helps students to feel more comfortable with sometimes getting things wrong. Because again, I am not perfect. I'm doing a lot of things wrong, but I have the tendency and the possibility of working with people and colleagues that are better than myself, so I can always learn from them. But if I didn't even want to dare to do things wrong, I would never learn. And this is what he's getting at here as well. People are anonymous. They have the tendency and possibility to actually contribute anyway. And while they're interactive, they're also seeing and learning at the same time. Another example, and again, unfortunately, you won't be able to answer these because I've used the keyboard letter C to put responses off. And that is just because these are just examples I'm showing you right now. So I'm pressing the keyboard letter T as Thomas because I want to show you some fictional data, how this can look. So this is just an example how you, for example, you have a master's degree in program in artificial intelligence at your school. I just took this as an example, for example, like a baseline for discussion in the beginning. For example, the first statement there, artificial intelligence will eventually surpass human intelligence in all areas. This could be a great discussion point in class to actually see what the class thinks, to be able to see where are they at in terms of secureness, ideas about artificial intelligence. And then you can always, very easily, using our scales slide type here, I will show you where you find it later, you can hover over one of these statements here. So you can see how many people really don't agree, and how many people strongly agree here to the far right. Second thing, AI will lead to a wide span, job loss, economic disruption. Same thing here. See how many people think so, agree and don't agree. This is a great baseline for discussion where you as a lecturer can adapt your speaking and lecture towards what people might think about it. It's a great discussion point where they grade from 0 to 10 what they think about this scale here. This is very commonly used in many universities and lectures in different areas and subjects. All right, moving forward to the next example is our ranking slide type, which means that students can rank these four statements based on, say, for example, important or importance or discussability, where you want them to start or rank. So in this case, if I press the keyboard letter C, you will see, T, and then you will see how students could rank different statements based on importance. Now, in this lecture, for example, is business administration, and then you have these four different statements of how they would grade them as important if you're working with business administration. So again, this would give you a great idea and adaptability in class to discuss this and where you might be able to start as well, your class. What is the most important of these four you think? Where should I start? And then they actively contribute because they chose. That means they will listen and pay attention more. Good. Moving forward to the third example. This is actually very commonly used at, I know, some universities in the UK. And that is where the lecturer is actually asking the class before exams start, what do you want me to focus on so we can prepare you in the best way before the exam starts? And then they have four different examples and the class can actually then grade where they want the lecturer to put the most effort and time on to be able to be as successful as they can during the exams. So this is a great one, a good example again, where the class actively have a choice to contribute to their own learning and their own studies. And a great way for you to get some help as well, to focus your dialogue on the right things. Good. All right, so now I'm actually going to ask you again for some help. So those were just examples. Now I'm going to ask you for some help again, where you're actively going to contribute as well to some data. And one of those new functionalities I want to show you is one called Trends. This is a way for you to understand where to put focus and resources based on your audience input using Trends. So in this case, for example, we have an example of a semester quality check. Again, if you are something you are doing, you can do this. This is optional if you want to use it or not. But I know that quite a lot of lecturers are using this because they want to make sure that they are being relevant, that the students are learning, that you are providing some quality of resources or content to those classes, etc. So if you look at your phones and screens, this is again our scales slide type. So now you can drag those little dots from a scale to 0 to 10 based on what you think. So again, maybe just from your own sake or your own mind, or maybe what you think about this session so far, you can just drag those little dots to where you want them to be, and then you press submit. And I can see that 7 people have answered, so thank you so much for that. So I'm going to wait a little more until I get some more replies in, please, as well. You have the QR code to the left there, so please scan that if you're off. And then what you can see in front of you is that nothing is happening. And the one reason for that is because I've hidden the responses until I'm ready to show them. The reason for that is because I don't want you in here as my audience to affect each other's answers. I want you to answer truthfully and honestly to what you actually think yourself. So that is also a really good suggestion in class. If you're having, say, the discussion about artificial intelligence there or something else, you can always hide the answers until you're ready to show them. And now, for example, I'm not going to wait until 16 have replied. I'm satisfied with 13. So that's why I'm going to press H to show you the results like this. And this is now currently what we have voted now. And if we look at this, same thing here again, the course materials provided are very useful. One person definitely don't think so. And yeah, we have a little in the middle here, but most people or a majority seem to think so in the far right here, at least 7 to 10. So what I can also do is say that you're using, say that you have several classes, obviously, during this whole course or semesters. What you can do is, using our trends functionality, is this one here. You can use the same slide type, this exactly one, over a certain period of time, so more times, and then you can look back and see how it's developed over the different classes or semesters over time. So say, for example, now then that, again, let's take the course materials our provider are useful. It was average, a little below average in the beginning, but then something happened and actually increased over time. Okay, so we maybe took a discussion, you collected feedback or something about what you wanted to include in there. So something happened and they got better course material and the students liked that, obviously. And say past month has been positive in general. It was obviously extremely positive between semester 1 and 2, and then a little more average, but still positive. And again, it could always be good to reflect and discuss why this is, why we are seeing a positive curve or a curve downwards. So again, our trends functionality is really great of looking at data through a historical perspective. And this can definitely be used in classes or if you're having educations with your colleagues or anything else like that. Good. All right. Moving forward. Another very important functionality, which is being heavily used as well, is our segmentation tool. This is where you can connect to multiple choice slide types. I will show you in a couple of seconds what that is, to connect two questions and get valuable insights about your audience. So one question I want to ask you first is, this course right now, do you feel that you're keeping up so far with this course at the moment? Or say, for example, your own lectures or whatever you want to base it on. I myself, for example, to give you an example, I'm going to say no, just because of this, because I want to spread out my answers a little bit more. But I'm happy to see that most of you are keeping up with this course so far. So I'm happy to see that. So thank you for that. Let's see. I know we had 13 replies last time, so I'm going to be satisfied with 13. So I'm hoping one more person. Thank you. There we are. Great. So I'm going to move forward. Thank you so much. Okay, so the second thing I do after this is I connect the previous question with the second question. The reason for that is because I want to see patterns. So my next question to you are, is there anything missing from your learning experience? More personal feedback, more exercises and quizzes, additional study resources and support materials, or something else? And as you see, you have the option here to choose several things as well, if you want to. So not only one, but you can choose several if you want to. And the reason for this is why I'm showing this. Now we have 15 exactly in. That is really appreciative. So thank you. Okay, so what you see in front of you right now. So this is obviously the amount of answers getting in. So one person could have answered 2 to 3 times. That's why this number is higher now as well. So not people, but answers in. So you know that. Okay, so looking at this then, if I want now to understand a little bit better if there's anything missing, for example, if I hover over yes, those people that answered yes, they want more of everything, as I can see. Right now we see in percentage, but I might want to see as well in numbers. So I can always change this here, depending on what I want to see. But now I want to see the numbers in the actual windows here. So then I can just, for example, don't know. Well, you don't know, but at the same time, you might want to see some more study resources or something else. Okay, I don't know what something else is, but what I can do then is very easily and effectively, I can go to this insights button again and create an open-ended follow-up question with two clicks and ask the audience, what is something else? What do you want to see more of? Again, you don't have to write anything now, so I'll put these answers off. But to give you an example, if I were to ask the class that, I could ask them for more feedback. What is something else? What is it lacking? What do you want to see more of, etc. So with two clicks, you can get more feedback in based on what the previous question entitled here. So again, the insights button is super effective and easy to be able to follow up in real time after. To be honest, I might have forgotten to show that with the group yesterday. So you might, if you want to, please share that with the group as well, that you can also do a follow-up question. I think now I actually forgot to show that yesterday. So luckily we have that on the recording today. Good. So I hope that if you have any questions regarding this, please put that in the Q&A, because right now there's no questions. If there was super clear, I'm happy about that. Otherwise, feel free to put it in the Q&A. Okay, so moving forward, self-paced and asynchronous learning. It was a question on feedback that came up from some of you users that you wanted to know if we have the possibility to work with service. And yes, we do. So I will show you where you find that button, but you have the possibility to change from a live presentation to survey, which means that if you're creating a survey with interactive questions or feedback forms or open-ended free text answers, students or colleagues can answer those questions in their own time if they have a survey. Live presentations are obviously live like these. You can't use quizzes or voting on open-ended in presentations, in surveys, but they can be activated in presentations. Good. All right. Let's look behind the scenes a little. So all this juicy stuff that I've shown you, how do we actually create that ourselves then? So for your information, I'm going to have a discussion with Emilia and some other colleagues as well of creating a standardized template for you. So you have somewhere to start, so you don't have to start from scratch yourself. But in the meantime, I recommend strongly that you start creating a little to learn how the tool works. But until we have that template ready, it might take a little while. Try to create something yourself as well. And yes, on the question, we have PowerPoint integration as well, which I will show you in a couple of seconds. So when I press escape twice, I come out to my presentation like this. I have my slides here, as you see. I'm going to press this little arrow here, one step backwards. And what I want to show you is when you log in into your account, you are having your own personal account here. So you will see your image if you have added that. You'll see a few buttons to the left. For example, your presentations here. When you press my presentations, you will be able to create folders. So you can create folders based on a structure that you want. Say, for example, your courses, classes, or your yearlies, one, first year, second year, third years, whatever it is. So folders and subfolders are very easily to create here. Once we have created a template and shared that with you, that means that you will be able to find that template under shared templates. You press that button, and then you copy it to your account very easily. It's literally one button to press. You will see very easily which one it is. And then you'll find it under my presentations again. It's going to look like this. You'll find it here. You'll see the amount of slide types, edited. You're the owner from now on. If you have any results later, you can press that to see them. If you press these three dots, you can very easily, if you have a presentation you really like, you can share that with a colleague of yours if you want to. Or if you're going to create a very similar presentation to another class, you just very simply duplicate the same presentation and then you edit that one a little, just so you don't have to do the double work all the time. You can create a standard mentee from scratch as well if you want to. For example, a survey, then you just press there and then you do a survey. Now I'm going to go into this one again, which is today's webinar. And then I'll press this black button up here to the left, new slide. Here is all our interactive slide types. So those where I'm asking the audience for input. So the multiple choice we have seen several times today as well. We have seen the word cloud. We have not seen the word cloud today, but that is one of our most famous ones. It is literally writing one word, and the bigger, the more amount of the same word coming in, the bigger the text are. So that is also sometimes a good icebreaker. For example, what is your first word that comes up when you think about artificial intelligence? Funny, scary, inspiring, effective. Depends on. You can use word cloud there. Open-ended, free text answers. We have seen that one today as well. We have seen the scales one. We're grading for 0 to 5, 0 to 10. Ranking as well. And then we also have a slide I called Q&A. So you can actually show the questions in front of people if you want to, if you don't press the letter Q. And then, sure, guess the number. If you have, for example, how many organizations have artificial intelligence today, or yeah, how many cities are there in Finland? Whatever you want to ask, you have the number there and you can choose the correct one. And then two grid, pin on image was the one I used in the beginning, icebreaker, very easily. Have a map, have a coffee or whatever. I'm going to send you also a template with over 50 funny icebreakers, so you can choose that in class and use with your students as well. So you just copy those to your account, and then you can use any slide you want as well. Using the multiple choice one, if I press that one, you'll see right now, this is the first one. I press up here in the headline, and then I write favorite color like this. I'll press here in the middle, and then this will pop up. So depending where I'm pressing here, you see that different things are popping up here. So if I'm pressing here, I have the possibility to change the colors if I want to. Now, these are based on the theme I've created now for GYU, but still, you can create your own customized things if you want to. I can very easily change the color if I, for some reason, wanted to. I'll just take green instead because that's funnier. Then I'll take green, and then you have it. If I want to influence, say, in this case, red, like that, I'll name it red. I can press here on this little image here. I can either upload an image, choose an image from our 1 million plus images, and then you search for, say, red, for example. I'll take this image, I'll make it a little smaller, I'll put it where it should be, and then I'll save. This means that this will now pop up as an image here on this column here. And again, we're working with students. If I want to do this here, green, I can do it a little funnier as well, add a GIF here if I want to. And then I'll just add a green here. Let's see what pops up. Okay, this little heart here was funny. Okay, let's just add that little heart, and I'll put it in there, and then you'll have a funny GIF hearted there instead in front of you. So a little funnier way of doing things in class if you want that. And then add an option. You can choose correct answers I did before, you know, with that 11 to 20 minutes of paying attention. If you want to hide those in the beginning, you can do that as well. And et cetera. And the segmentation part where I connect it to another multiple choice question similar to this to be able to see, are you keeping up with the course? And then you'll have the alternatives here. So again, it's all about playing around a little, watching this recording after and learning a little where the buttons are. If you press interactivity, you can change the interactivity parts for the whole presentation. So for example, do you want a Q&A? Yes, I do, because I want your questions and you to be able to upvote. Should I visualize all questions for everybody or no? Yes, no. Moderation, if you have a big class of 50 to 100 people or more, you can activate moderation. Copy the link here, send that to a colleague of yours, and that colleague can help you moderate the questions coming in. So they don't need a Mentimeter license for it, but it's super helpful to be able to, for example, merge similar questions, remove questions that there shouldn't be there, or the same questions. So easy for you to focus on the real questions when someone else is editing them during your lecture. And there we have the live chat. So if there are any curses or hard words coming out, just press the keyboard letter E or deactivate it if you don't want it. Totally up to you. And then you can create your own customized themes here, and you can share those with colleagues, or if you want to standardize those so the same theme will always be there, that is something that your HQ can decide. Good. All right. Then I'll take instead going downwards. We have the quizzes here, and I have an example of that in just a couple of minutes. So I will show you how those look, and then we have the content slides. Same thing as PowerPoint. So we have the headings, bullets here, videos, images, big numbers as well, a quote as I used before. If you want to use a video, use a YouTube or a Vimeo video to put it in there. Just put the link in here on the right side. But if I choose the bullet points here, as you see here, when it comes to content slides, so in other words, the content slides here, not the interactive slides. The content slides, you add it on the right side. So here, then you just press content and change favorite color here, write it there. So that's more simple. On this side here as well, you have the possibility, both on the content, but also the interactive parts here. You see, we have the image here. That is, if I press here in the middle, you see the purple line here. I don't see the image anymore. I need to press outside the slide to get back to the basics. Same thing on bullets and this one. I can add an image here if I want to as well. I can upload one from your university, or I'll just choose university like that. I couldn't even spell, but I got it right anyway, luckily me. So I'll take this picture here, and then I'll choose, for example, where to put it. I want this part here where I see students working. Great. And then you'll see that I can edit this image as I want to. So I can put it in the background as a full image on the left side, or as a full image here. I can also increase it if I want a larger image or smaller. And then text size and colors and instructions, bars, etc., if you want to add those. So again, play around with it to learn it a little. Once you're done with your presentation, oh, sorry, one more thing I'm going to show you. Sorry, the PowerPoint integration. You press there, the black button. You scroll all the way down to import slides. Here you can import your own PowerPoint slide. You won't have any animations in there, and you can't edit your PowerPoint slides after, but they will look beautiful and they will be still images, and you will be able to upload it here. And then you can just very easily add some interactive parts in between your PowerPoint to make it more fun and inspiring. Here in this cogwheel, you can change from presentation to survey, which means that quizzes is a live function. You need to remove quizzes, and also you need to remove the voting on open-ended. But then you can change to a survey, or you create a separate survey on the side. For example, before a class or after a course, after a semester to evaluate, or yeah, whatever you want to do. On share, you'll find this participants. So you can always share this link here or QR code to make sure that people can join your session. Again, the copy link will always be the same. The QR will always be the same. The access code will change after maximum 14 days. That is the code up here. It will just exchange and get another one. Your presentation won't disappear. Everything will be saved. But again, the code will change. So you just don't send out the code in one month in advance, because it will have changed. If you press share again and editors, you can add your own colleague here. They need to have a Mentimeter license, but when you add them there, they will be able to help you and support you to edit your presentation, work on different parts, etc. Good. And the last thing I want to show you as well is results. If you press up here in the middle, you will be able to see all the results that have come in so far to analyze your class or lesson here. So we'll see how many people voted, the percentage. You'll be able to see the categories. You can, for example, here in the grading, you can see how many people voted on a specific thing. And then you can also download and share these results if you want to, either as a PDF or as an Excel, if you really want to analyze in, say, Power BI or something like that. Good. All right. So a lot of things in a short period of time. Good. But that was so far everything in here. So play around a little, learn it. And when you have a template, some things will already be in here, which is going to make it easier for you. But again, your feedback is important here. So please provide that to us so we can help you out in the best of ways. As you see, I'm scrolling down here on the left side to go to where I was. So here, I was on slide 25. I press that and then I press present. And then we're back to where we started before I went in. I can also see that we have two questions. I'm going to cover those quickly. Can I enable reactions only in particular slides, or is it only for the whole presentation? No. So unfortunately, that's the thing. Reactions will be available on all of them. Yes. I'm just going to see really quickly. Actually, next line. Reactions. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So reactions, heart and thumb, it will always be there at the same time. Comments you can always turn off and on, but reactions will be there. Either it's on or either it's off. So choose the reaction that you like or keep them away. Yeah. Can we add Mentimeter slides and interaction to upload a PowerPoint throughout Listen, can we add Mentimeter slides and interactions to upload a PowerPoint, although we cannot edit it? People, yes, exactly. That's correct. Yes, you can. So you can do that as well. You can mix PowerPoints or Mentimeter slide types in each other. You can share, you can change the PowerPoint slides to where you want them, etc., and add reactions and such like that. Yes, you can. Absolutely. I'm also so sorry for my pop-ups as well. I turned them off. I don't know why they've turned on again. So sorry for that. But yes, you can do this for sure. Yes, you can. So you just pop in a PowerPoint, Mentimeter slides and interactive slides, add reactions, etc. Yes. Good. All right. Moving forward a little. This one we already covered. So I'm not going to ask you this actually. We will get you a template later. So I'll just skip that. We have PowerPoint integration, as I said. You can upload your PowerPoint to Menti. But if your school, they haven't done that yet because it's an IT security thing. But if they approve that, you can also use Mentimeter in PowerPoint later if you will be able to edit, for example, your PowerPoints or yeah, keep those animations in there. However, though, I would say not only because I work here or I'm biased, but the best way to use it is if you add a PowerPoint into Menti, because then you have templates, you have all the powers, the functionality in there, which you won't get in the PowerPoint integration. So there are pros and cons, but you'll get these links where you can press here to see the step-by-step videos and information how you use it after. You'll also get this list here. I'm not going to go through it in detail. You'll get this presentation and the recording. So pause this recording if you want to read through this. This is some best practice advice from us, how you create a good presentation in Menti. All right, and resources we have loads of as well. So you get all of these resources as well to teach you how to use Menti. The best way of starting is to just get in there and play around a little, know where the buttons are. You can create some really beautiful stuff in there, but just learn where the buttons are and how to do it. One of the most important things then, yes, this is one of the most important functions in universities used today. That is our quiz functionality. So what I'm going to ask right now of all of you is I want you to join this for three questions with me now. So as you see in front of you, you can either choose a fictional name it has chosen for you, or you can write your own name there. It depends on what you prefer. So I'm going to join this quiz as well with you. We have 16 players ready. When I see that all players are ready, I press enter. Answer as fast as you can. The answer you faster, the more points you will get. What was the first slide type with the dinosaur? Sorry, coffee. So the coffee that you saw there in the very beginning. I had a webinar a couple of weeks ago. That was a dinosaur. Sorry, it should have been a coffee. Which one was it? Just press the answer. Exactly. Pin on image was the correct one. Good. So good, good, and great. Nine people answered the right one there. Moving on to the next one, I'll press the right button. Second out of two out of three questions. 16 players ready. I'll press enter and let's go. Now all correct answers will give you max points. Now you need to write the answer. What is the capital of Finland? Write it in English. Great. And I gave you a few more seconds there, as you saw. So you can choose yourself how many seconds you want to give the audience. So now there's 1 second left. And let's see, the correct answer is Helsinki. And yes, you see Helsinki there, and someone just spelled it wrong. Here, if I see that the intention was that it was correct, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give this person a correct for that one. So I can actually choose to do this if I want to, because it was correct, it was just misspelled. And again, I'm not going to be a judge or a really hard person. Of course, this person should get it right. So sorry for that. Good. All right. Moving forward to the last question. Question three out of three. Players ready, and I'll press enter. Let's go. Again, answer as fast as you can. Get max points. Can I add a PowerPoint slide into Mentimeter? Last thing we're going to cover. I'm going to press don't know just for the sake of it, because I know the answer. So I'm going to help you out there to try to win over me. Yes, you can. Exactly. Exactly. And as you saw there as well, someone was cheating. Someone was helping his colleagues there to succeed. Yes, you can. So under quizzes, I would strongly agree and recommend that you close the comment section with the keyboard letter E. Otherwise, people might give you the correct answer. So that is a really strong suggestion. Good. 10 yeses, one no, and one don't know. That was me. I'll move forward to the leaderboard. As you see, that's why this is also fun, because we have a leaderboard, we have points. This is a great way to teach and have a fun way of knowledge checking in your class as well. And yeah, Anskuli, I don't know if I pronounced that right, but yeah, great job. You won 2,826 points. Great job indeed. So good job. Nice. Okay, so, and we have a comment. Woohoo, exactly. Great job. Woohoo, exactly that. So I have a question, one more question. I can't see any shared templates in my Mentimeter. Did you already share something? No, good question. We haven't shared it yet. So we are about to create it because we obviously want something in there that is about is effective and makes sense, not just putting stuff in there. So that template will come. That's why I'm saying, like, try out Mentimeter, try it out yourself. Maybe try to add a PowerPoint, add a few interactive slides in between. Before that template is ready. But we'll definitely get out. Emilia will email everybody when we have something to show you there. But great question. Good. All right, so 57. I have 2 more minutes to ask for some feedback for this session. So please put in some feedback there, what you thought about today's session. You'll get the recording, you'll get the PowerPoint presentation. Sorry, look at me. I've talked about too much about PowerPoint. You will get the Mentimeter presentation from today with you. If you want my help, if you want some support or anything, send me an email afterwards and I'll jump on a call with you if you want to prepare something. But again, thank you so much for your time and good luck. A lot of information. Yeah, for sure. It is. I know. So in your own time, look at the recording, go backwards if there was something in particular you liked as well. Super useful. Thank you so much. Good session, clear and enthusiastic presentation. I like that. Thank you. Thank you. We got so much information and practical tips. That's great. I'm happy to hear that as well. Good. I can also recommend to jump on our frequent inspiring webinars, which my colleague Julia has. She's our campus-wide customer success manager, having all pretty much all universities today except mine. So she's having large sessions with all universities and people. They are free to join whenever you want to as well. But good luck and keep in touch and have a great week and nice day. So thank you so much for participating.
Thank you. I
Yeah.
will stop the recording. If someone has questions, we can also discuss in Finnish later. Now here I can stay for a few minutes, but thank you, Fredrik.
Great.